Okay, good morning. We're going to take up Parak Gimel, Hilchos Beis Bechira. And the Rambam is going to get into the specifics of a few kelim, including the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, the other mizbeach, and the kior. And there's a lot of specifics he's going to go through. Most of the parak is dedicated to the menorah, but and then the rest of it to the other kelim. So let's just start off quickly with an overview of what the menorah looked like, so that'll be easier as we get into it. So this is the Rambam's actual picture that he drew of the menorah. So just to get our terminology here, so obviously this is the ner. Ner does not mean a candle, it means an oil lamp. And then underneath it was the perach, the flower, kaftor, and these gviyas, which literally are goblets. All this is described in the Torah. The Rambam also lists here the various measurements. And you see again at the bottom of the menorah here, you'll see this parakhtor gviya combination, which is listed over here. And then this is the base of the menorah down over here. So he's going to get to this in the specifics. So let's begin. And it says as follows in Parakim Allah Aleph, a menorah refreshes to Rasa B'Torah. So the design of the menorah is clearly brought down in the Torah. Var bog vim ushne kaftom shay prachim hayu bekana ha menorah. Basically, the center part of the menorah had in it four goblet shapes, which we saw. Kaftors are bulbs, two bulbs, and two flowers. Shinemar benomar abrak vim shukanim kaftor abrachel. Vod parach shlishi hayasamach liricha shamenorah, shinemar adirecha abrecha. And there was a third flower, which we saw in that picture, close to the base of the menorah, and that's its basic design. Alach habeis, ushlosha galam hayula, and there were 3 feet. There were also three bulbs that came from the kana that, and each one, spread out into 6 different shafts. So again, if you look at the design, going back to the picture, we'll see in a second. We see that in the menorah, okay, there's the center shaft over here, which has a design of the parach, kaftor, and the 3 gviyas. Again, this is what we mentioned before. And then, as obviously, we see they spread out. There's 3 kanim on this side, 3 kanim on this side with the same type of design as the Rambam has noted. So, back to halacha beis. Shlosh mitzazel, shlosh mitzazel. So, 3 protruding on each side. So, again, the design was always on each of the shafts coming out from the center. There were 3 goblets, a bulb, and then the flower. And all of them, what he called them, looked basically like almonds. That was like the shape of the of these things. Lach Gimel. Nim says called Vim Shnayim the Esrim. So we have a total of 22 goblets, Pracham Tisha, 9 flowers, Vakaftorim, Echadasar, and 11 of the bulbs. So you need all of them. Vafil Lachasar Echam in Eshnayim, Varbayim, Akim is Kulon. If you're missing one of the 42 total, you do not have a Kasher menorah. Of course, one qualification, that's only when the menorah is made out of gold. So it's made out of a different metal. You don't actually make on a non-gold menorah the bulbs and goblets and flowers. When you went ahead and made the entire menorah out of gold, the total weight must include the lamps, okay? And it's got to be basically you take one big block of gold and you knock out the menorah from it. When it comes to other metals, we're not so makbid, we don't care so much about the weight. And also, if the menorah was hollow, it would still be considered kosher. You never make a menorah, you never make it out of pieces of broken things. Even if you've had, let's say, thousands of little gold shards, you can't fuse them together to make a menorah. Rather, it's got to be made out of one big block of metal. Okay, so the menorah also had with it, okay, some auxiliary instruments. For instance, a makachim, a machtos, uklei hashemen. So you basically had these tongs that they used. You had these little tiny shovels for the ashes, and you had these oil containers. That's not from the overall, what it called, gold that's mentioned above, the block of gold mentioned in Halacha. Hey, Shariniyamar menorah, by menorah zavtor, because it says only by the menorah zavtor, and then it says later on, v'chazor v'machachay ha-machaseh ha-zavtor. V'lo ne'mar ne'roseh ha-zavtor. But it doesn't say that the oil lamps have to be out of gold, v'nei sh'ha-neros k'vu in the menorah, because those are actually attached to the menorah, and therefore they're part of that overall composition. Shivas kinei menorah ma'akin zed says. So the total seven branches, remember that middle one, and then the three coming out from each side. So those are ma'akin each other. We need them, need all seven. The shiva the shivas nerosei ma'akin zed zeh. The seven actual lamps themselves are ma'akiv each other. Bein shai shal zahav, bein shai shal shamin nivdacha. It doesn't matter what it's made out of. B'chol neiros kvuim mekanim, and all the actual oil lamps were attached, so to speak, to the various branches of the menorah. Excuse me. L'chaves sheishes haneiros hakvuim b'sheishes hakanim ayotzim in the menorah. So the six lamps that are attached to the six branches that come out from the middle shaft. Kulam panei l'neir elam soy. So everyone's familiar with. The candles will face the middle one. Shalkani menorah, v'zeh haner amsoi, panav kenegan kodesh kadoshim, and the middle candle oil lamp was facing the kodesh kadoshim. V'o nikra ner maravi, that's called the western candle, ner maravi. Look at this. Hagvin, domin lekosos alexandria, shapian rachav shulein katzer. So there's a certain design, which I'll show a picture of in a second, that the goblets resembled, this Alexandrian design, with a wide mouth and a narrow base. Hakathon kamin tapuchim, they look like the bulbs look like these certain types of apples, that kind of look like eggs with two rounded sides. On the flowers, they were like flowers of that we found like in a Roman column. That's like a bowl. And the edges are kind of round outwards. So I do have a picture of this. Hold on 1 second. That. Okay, so if you look here, this is the basic design that the Rambam is talking about, with the goblet down to the bulb, down to the goblet to the bulb, to the flower shape. This is what they would actually look like. Okay, back to Halacha Yod. Now, Halacha Yod is going to go through the entire structure now of the menorah itself, going back to the original picture. So the Rambam says, Gova menorah haya shmona asar tefach. So the height of the menorah was 18 tefach. Haragolim v'haperach shlosh tefachim. So the legs, the bottom part, and the bottom flower, the three tefachim total in height, ushei tefachim chelek, then there was two tefachim where there's nothing on it, no design. The tefach shabog via kapra perach, and the next tefach had in it that we saw in the picture, the bulb, the goblet bulb flower shape. Then utfachayim chelek, another two tefachs are empty. The tefach kaftor, then you have a tefach with a kaftor on a bulb, ushnei kanam yotzin mena, two branches come out from it. Echad helecha, echad helecha, one inside, and shachem the olin, connected go menorah. And it keeps going up based on height of the menorah. The tefach halach, then another tefach that's empty. The tefach kaftor, shnei kanam yotzi menu. You have a tefach to the kaftor, and then two branches that come out of it. Echad helecha, echad helecha, each one going each way. Then shachem the olin, connected go menorah. And it keeps going up to the height of the menorah. Then again, the tefach helach, another tefach that's empty. The tefach kaftor, shnei kanam yotzi menu. Echad helecha, echad helecha, same thing as before. Then shachem the olin, connected go menorah. It keeps going up the height of the menorah. The Olin, you have another two tefachs that are empty. Nishtairu shoshu tefachim shemhen shoshu gvim kapra fer. That leaves three tefachim at the top that were comprised of the goblets, the bulbs, and the flower shape. Okay. Halacha Yudav. Almost done with the menorah. Lots of halacha. The Eben Haisel v'nei menorah. So there was a stone that was before the menorah. Ubah shoshu malos. There were three steps. She alea kohen omei, that the kohen would stand on, umeitiv es haneros, he would go ahead and take care of lighting the candles, umeniach alea klei shamna, and he would put on it the oil containers, makachea, makasea, the tongs, and those little shovels, v'shas atava, when he would go ahead and do the lighting of the menorah. Okay, halacha yibbeis. Now we're going to get to the shulchan. Let's take a quick look at what the shulchan looked like. Okay, so this is the shulchan. The shulchan is quite a large structure. As we'll see, it has this unique Y shape, which Rambam will get to later, how it was constructed. It's like a Y that branches up this way. You have these various horizontal pieces over here that held the lechem upon him. You have the shnei bezichim here, which he has more detail here, that held ketores, as we'll see soon. And this is what was used to place the lechem hapanim on. So we're going to the construct right now. Rambam says, "Lachi beis a shulchan, the table hayarko shnei masar tefach rocho shisha tefachim." So it was in length 12 tefachim and in width 6 tefachim. By a munach arko l'orach habayis rocho l'orach habayis, and its length was positioned always parallel to the Beis Hamikdash, and its width was positioned parallel to the, what they called, So it was always parallel to the width of the, or excuse me, the length was parallel to the length of the Beis Hamikdash, and the width was parallel to the width of the Beis Hamikdash. The chain shark called the kelim, all the kelim that were in the mikdash, the mikdash, orkel and orkel shabayis, the rochel and orkel shabayis. So you always follow that style, that the longer side matched the longer side of the Beis Hamikdash, and the width side matched the width side of the Beis Hamikdash. So you had this by chutz min aron, except for the aron, shai orkel the rochel shabayis, where its width was like the length was like the width of the bayis. The chaynira some menorah, kinega rochel shabayis, ben itself in the dorm. So too the lamps of the menorah were placed in a way where they were parallel to the width of the Beis Hamikdash, from north to south. Ke'elacha yud gimel, arba snifin shel zav ayu l'shulchan. So the shulchan had four frames, okay, of gold, okay, which, as we saw, mifutzal moshem, means they were Y-shaped on the bottom, shayu somcha mehen shteim racha shol lechem upon them. Basically, the orders of the those little containers were set up one on top of the other to hold the bread. Shnayim miseid is there, shnayim miseid is there. So two for each arrangement. The Torah uses the word the ksos, okay, ksosav, that's what it's referring to. Alacha yudalad. The chavches kanim shazav, so there were 28 rods of gold. Kol echamahen kichatzi kanachol hayulo. Each one had, looked like a hollow reed, a half a hollow reed. Arba asala sedazer, arba asala sedazer, 14 to each side. Ve'emanakarim menaki yosav. When the Torah says menaki yosav, it's referring to those rods. V'shneim zichin, we saw before those two little bowls. Shemnich menach levona, that you put certain types of incense into. Ala shulchan betzadim arachos heinanakorin kaposav. That when Torah says kapos or kaposav, right? That's what it's referring to. That's fusin shorzim hem lechem panim heinanakorin karosav. And the molds, okay, that were not actually in them, they would use to make the lechem panim and then deposit it in there. We'll call the karos. Okay. Lachatizvav. Elor ba'asar kanim. These 14, what are they called? Rods. Nosinachala harishona. You put the first Roshana in, the first Chala in, Al Atzmo Shal Shulchan, the Nosim Bein Roshana Shniya Shal Shulchanim. So basically, the first Chala, the first bread, was placed on the Shulchan itself, okay? Then you had three rods placed on top of it, and then that separated one Chala from another. Chem Bein Kol HaVachala Shal Shulchanim, you always had three rods separate one bread from another bread. Ubein Shishis V'chamishis, between the sixth and fifth, Shnei Chanim V'vad, there were only two rods. V'yishen Al Shishis Acheres, since there wasn't anyone on top of the six, Nimsu Abba Asar B'chol Racham Racham. That's how it comes out to each row requiring 14 rods, which would give you 28 total rods. Halacha design. Okay. There were two tables that were at the ulam area, which is at the entrance to the heichal. Echad shel shish nosin alav lechem panim v'chusaso. So one of them was made out of marble, and the lechem was put on it before it was brought inside. Echad shel zav, one was made out of gold. Nosin alav lechem v'chusaso. You put the bread on it and left. Shemalim v'kodesh lo midin, because you always go up in kedusha and not down. Okay, Mizbeach HaKetores, that's a very simple design. I'll show it real quickly. And in fact, actually, we'll do one share here. We'll show both the Mizbeach Zahav and the Kior, just to be economical. So this is the Mizbeach for the Ketores, very simple design. And the Kior look like this, okay? This is the Kior, and these are the little faucets that came out of the Kior. Okay, so first, we'll take care of the Mizbeach. The Rambam says, Mizbeach Taurus, this Mizbeach Hayam Ruba Amma Amma. It was one Amma by one Amma. Unasim Behechal, and it was placed inside the Hechal, Mechuvan Bein Atzaf L'Darim, exactly between the halfway point of north and south. Mashuch Biyad HaShulchan of Amnor L'Chutz. And it was between the Shulchan of Nora facing out. Ushloshan Hayim Unachin, and the three of them, right, they were all placed Mishlusha Hechal B'Lechnim, one third of the Hechal and in, Kenegad HaParoches, facing the curtain that divided Amadol ben Kodesh ben Kodesh, divided the Heichal, the Kodesh part, from the inner Kodesh Kodesh part. Finally, Lachi Ches, Akior, the place where the Kohanim, the vessel, the Kohanim used to wash their hands, Hayulush and feet, Hayulush Nemasar, Dud, right? They had 12 little taps, Kadesh, Yu Kol Kohanim, Oskin Betamin, the Kachin Ben Gacha. So basically, all the Kohanim involved in the daily services were able to wash their hands and feet at the same time. Umuchni Asulo Shayuba Mayim Tamin. And there was some type of mechanism they put on top of it that to ensure there was always water in it. And the water, what it called, was not considered kadosh, because this way it would never become unable to use because it was left out. Shakir milkei kodesh, because the kiyor itself is considered a sanctified kli. Umekadesh, therefore makes anything in it that's holy. Goldavar she's kash with kodesh im one nifsal. Anything that becomes kodesh by being in contact with the clay kodesh, if you leave it out overnight, becomes pasul. And ends Perek Gimel, and we will pick up Perek Dalad tomorrow.